Welcome back to Stand-Up Comedy Secrets for Beginners. I'm Ron Temple, and I'm here again with leading stand-up comedy expert Steve Roy. Okay, Steve, today we will attempt to stay on topic, and today's topic is our audience. So what does a new comedian need to know about comedy audiences?
Well, that's a good question. There's actually quite a bit to know about audiences, considering that they are the one variable that comedians have the least amount of control over, if they have any control at all. So in order to understand comedy audiences, the very basics involves what you need to know about how laughter works. And laughter works in different ways, and it works in similar ways depending upon the situation. But here's what you need to know about laughter. Laughter is a shared response. It's a response of appreciation that someone got what you said, and the angle that you said it at, or the perspective, or whatever you said, tickled them. It touched their funny bone. But the big thing to know about laughter is that it's a shared response. You share it with someone. You share it with a group of people. That's
well, when you say share, I'm assuming that, is that comedy, is that the comedian and the audience sharing, or is that the me sharing with my neighbor next to me?
What? Well, when I say share, I mean if you're in a conversation with a person and they laugh, they're providing you that's a response that they're sharing with you to say that they not only got what you said, but what you said tickled them.
Okay, so the fact that every once in a while I'm sitting watching a sitcom or something and I'm all by myself and I start laughing kind of uncontrollably, I'm not really sharing it, but I'm sure having fun with it.
Well, you know, that's a little different situation in that that's something that touched you so deeply that it didn't require that you share that with anyone else. Now, you will admit that that happens pretty rarely. I mean, I don't know about for you, but it's pretty darn rare that I read something online that causes me to just burst out laughing.
So, I mean, laugh out loud, LOL.
Yeah, I'm talking about the real laugh out loud. The belly laugh, you know, really touches you deeply and you respond deeply. Well, when you're online and you're reading something or you're by yourself watching TV or whatnot, you'll find that that happens much, much, much less often if you're by yourself than if there were other people in the room. Would you agree with that?
Oh, that's true. But I do know my children thought I was a little bent once in a while because at middle of the night I'm giggling over some stupid show.
Well, I'm just saying that I'm just giving you some dynamics for laughter in the live scenario. What I'm telling you involves the live person or the live audience or live group scenario. Am I making sense?
That was perfect. Yeah, and I actually understand it. I'm giggling thinking about it.
Okay. Well, and here's the other thing, too, is laughter has a contagious nature to it. And that contagious nature has to do with proximity. And when I say proximity, here's what I mean. Have you ever been standing in a group of people and somebody got so tickled that they can't stop laughing? And because they couldn't stop laughing and they're laughing so hard, you started laughing.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, in fact, I just saw that on YouTube, a YouTube video somebody sent me where somebody on a subway in New York was doing something on their phone, started laughing, and it pretty soon, a lot of people kind of moved away from her while she's laughing, but then a whole lot of people started laughing with her, and it became kind of you could see the contagiousness, and nobody knew what anybody was laughing about. They just couldn't stop laughing.
Well, you just brought up a key point. You mentioned subway, and a subway, and people are in close proximity. They're packed in, usually, on a subway. And so, it's just hard to ignore when somebody's laughing. And when I'm talking about laughing, I'm not talking about a chuckle. I'm not talking about mildly amused. I'm talking about these people are genuinely laughing out loud. And there is a contagiousness to that that is affected by proximity. And here's what I mean by proximity. If you're standing with a group of people and somebody starts laughing and they're laughing so hard, they can't stop it, they can't seem to control it, and it causes the other people to laugh around them. But what if that person was across the street and they were laughing uncontrollably? Would they have the same response?
This concludes this episode sample. For full access, register now at comedyuniversity.com.